Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me. All right. It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininia. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH. Or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything, and please check out the YouTube. Valeni Show with Rico. Subscribe if you'd be so kind. Let's give you the Ben Johnson news before we get into some questions about this weekend's game. So the Ben Johnson news is this. David, who was the report by as well, just for attribution?
That was a Raiders beat writer.
All right. So look, take it for what it's worth. You know, none of us have the answer. But momentum is building between Ben Johnson and the Raiders. Now, on surface, Rico and I will probably have the same reaction. The Raiders? Of all these jobs, I don't rate it very highly. But see, that's us putting our own beliefs on this job. Let's wind this backwards for a second. The reports about Ben Johnson and what he wants. One, everyone in the organization would need to be on the same page. Two, the organization would have to admit its faults and commit to fixing it. Three, probably wants to bring his own general manager. Well, when you look at it, the Raiders are really the only team that ticks every box. Jacksonville could provide all of that except for we're keeping Trent Baalke. Why? I have no idea. Chicago, they're keeping Ryan Poles. Apparently, there might be a little friction between Poles and Warren. I've talked about that later in the season. The Raiders fired Tom Telesco. And it was out of nowhere. Johnson would be able to assume power. Johnson would be able to bring in a front office of his choosing. Johnson, now, what do they not have? Pathway to a quarterback. But, Rico, you said this pre-show. You can move up. Look, this isn't about what I think is best for Ben Johnson. He's a grown-ass man. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do. But if there's momentum building, I do wonder if we take what the reports are about Ben Johnson and we apply those factors to the Raider job, then in that sense, not Mikey and Rico land, but in that sense, it does make sense.
Yeah, take away the silver and black and the helmet, and you just look at this as an organization. He's got all the power. That's what he wants. Because remember, he said the Bears had to pretty much go to the altar and confess their sins of all the things they did wrong in their history. Like, that's the first thing you got to do is admit how bad you were. He can go to the Raiders. He can start fresh. He can start all over. And yeah, I know it's the Raiders, and the Raiders do dumb things all the time.
But what if it's his regime?
Right. It's a new management and new regime. It's all him. He gets to bring in everybody that he wants. And yeah, if you want a quarterback, either A, they go after... You know, they go after it and they get a guy like Darnold or get Cousins or they move up in the draft. But here's the thing, looking at what he did with Jared Goff, I do think that whatever quarterback Ben Johnson gets, he's a smart coach. And by that, he doesn't try to put a round peg in a square hole. He just will say, hey, what do you like to do? What do you like to run? Let me design plays and an offense around you. So I think whoever he gets would flourish in his offense.
David, what do you make of it? And I don't expect Lion fans to have a big opinion because you want to keep the guy. I'm not asking you to chart out Ben Johnson's future. I know that that's not exciting. It's more that is news of the day, and I wanted to pass it along for one segment. Look, I can understand wanting to build your own thing. What I'll never be able to understand, and this is my own biases, why would I take a job that doesn't have a pathway to a quarterback? Now, we talked about this. If he doesn't like Caleb, or if he doesn't like Trevor Lawrence, that's his prerogative. Mm-hmm. So maybe he'd rather have the blank canvas than a guy making $50 million. Build the roster up, insulate it the way they did here in Detroit. And look, someone will get traded this offseason. There will be a quarterback moved that we don't think about or don't talk about, and maybe it won't be a superstar. But as you said, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. Maybe he can turn water into wine.
Yeah, because I know everybody here is like, oh, well, Goff's this great quarterback. Goff wasn't deemed to be this great quarterback at all. When he took over as the offensive coordinator, he kind of threw everything out and said, okay, Jared, what should we do here? What do you want to run? And he made Jared Goff the fact now that you chant his name. But let's not all forget how Jared Goff was basically two first-round picks. That was more valuable than the quarterback when he first came to Detroit, was the two first-round picks at the Rams game.
Yeah, he was salary fodder to match up Stafford.
So, yeah, this is one where he could take a guy just like a Justin Fields and says, you know what? I can work with this. I can turn him into something. Doesn't have to be a superstar, but I can win with him. So I don't think that the quarterback thing is – just that big of a deal. I don't think the quarterback they have on their staff. No. He's going to go out and find somebody, but I think he'll find somebody cheap and take the draft picks and try to build an O-line and try to turn this into something.
So let me offer you something that is an add-on to David's report from the Vegas Raiders. Adam Schefter has chimed in on this. Have you seen this?
Not yet, but okay.
This is what Adam Schefter says, quote, this is about Ben Johnson. This is in response to essentially David's news. If he takes the Raiders job, he's now going to a division where the head coaches are Andy Reid, Sean Payton, and Jim Harbaugh, and the quarterbacks are Mahomes, Bo Nix, Justin Herbert. He said in his latest episode of the Adam Schefter podcast, and you're going to a team that doesn't even have a quarterback, doesn't have a draft pick to go land a quarterback, and has to find a way to get a quarterback. So good luck with that. The Raiders have so much ground to make up right now, especially in division. That, to me, is what they have to overcome here. So, look, Adam Schefter's talking a lot like we are. But this is, again, whether it's Adam Schefter, us, we're putting our own values on this. Mm-hmm. If this is about, look, the one thing I will say, the Lions have done such an incredible job building a top-down organization. Look, what Ben Johnson essentially wants is what he has here, a single vision. Everyone understands what we're doing. He gets to have the right people in place. That might be why the Raiders, quote, are gaining momentum. It's not about what they have today. It's going to be what is he going to build this year, next year, the year after. The very same way they built it in Detroit, because you build with people. So maybe he doesn't want ready-made problems. I have no idea. I don't concern myself with what he wants.
See, that's the thing, because when I first saw this, and the rumblings that he's thinking the Raiders here, that there's momentum, my first thought was, why the Raiders? Because we all look at what the Raiders are and say, oh my gosh, the organization is just in shambles right now. But what do we always say on this show? And people say it in the sports world. There's an arrogance. You have to have an arrogance when you're at this level. You're a coach or you're a player. You always believe, no, I'm going to get this right. Mm-hmm. If everything goes the way I want it to go, and what to your point, Mike, if he wants it this way, he wants to have the control this way, have a guy that's right there, everybody on the same page, then yeah, he's going to believe. I don't care that it's the Raiders, what you see right now, but I'm going to make them the Raiders again.
And David, we had some fun pre-show. But you do have to wonder, how involved will Tom Brady be with this Raiders team, and how much influence will Tom Brady have? And, you know, can Tom Brady be that guy that helps bring whatever pieces you need to the Raiders? Because I want to play underneath Brady, because Brady's a known winner. And you think that he's going to carry that winning into the Raiders organization. So, yeah, I look at this as something where I'm going to treat it like the Lions. For years, Everybody made fun of Lions ownership, Lions management. The Lions couldn't get out their own way. You could say the same about the Raiders. Then all of a sudden, management changed. And you put in the right coach. And now they went from the laughing stock to they're the hottest ticket in the NFL. There's a pathway that Ben Johnson can see that same type of vision happening out in the desert. Yes, you're going up against, you know, some of the great quarterbacks, but that's right now. If you're playing the long game, the one you only really need to worry about is probably Bo Nix, because, you know, with Mahomes and with Herbert, you know, they're not peaking anymore. They're starting to come to the other side of the hill.
Who?
No, I'm saying not right now, Mike. I'm saying if you play the long game, Bo Nix is the only one that's a rookie.
Right, but Herbert's 26.
Right, but if you keep not winning, how long are they going to hold on to him?
He's got a horseshoe up, as you know what. Everyone loves him. I don't know. I'm just telling you. You know what he is? He's pro Drew Aller. Everybody loves him. They already bronzed the statue of him at SoFi. You didn't see that?
No, I did not.
No, I just, look, here's the thing. Everyone knows what the real fit is. But if the Bears are dumb enough to keep Ryan Poles around or won't give Ben Johnson what he wants, I don't think they're getting Ben Johnson. So if the Raiders are willing to roll the red carpet out, maybe that's the way they can get him. It's your organization. Essentially, you're running it. Your people, you bring in heavy Detroit influence. You reclaim what you did in Detroit, you build it here. And by the way, you're in the AFC, which means no crossover. It's not interdivision. Maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it's all business. I don't know. But there's your report. You do what you want with it. Apparently, the Raiders have some serious momentum with Ben Johnson. I want to ask a question about the game, because I have been now told by three people the way they're watching this game, and I find it to be a tad bizarre. We're going to get into it next. David, we'll get some ticket texts as well. 97.1.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenny really enjoyed the Wings loss to the Sharks last night. That was tremendous. Sorry. I'm sorry. Now listen, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We just gave you the Ben Johnson news. I wanted to ask this question. I talked to two friends of mine about the Lions game. And, you know, hey, how you watching it? You know, you got a party to go to, you're having people over the house, and they're like, no, I'm watching it alone. Like, excuse me? They're like, this is too big of a game. I cannot watch games like this in a social setting, watching it alone. So we then talked to Kenny, our resident barfly, a very social man, a guy who likes to be out and about. That's fun, Kenny, when he does his hair. Like, Kenny, how you watching the game? Alone, hunkered down, game too important. And let's face it, Kenny wants personal cheesy bread. So look, I wanted to ask this question to you guys as Lions fans. It is a Saturday night divisional round 8 p.m. kick. Like, this is primo party mode where you would have a house full of people. But what I'm getting so far from three of the bigger Lion fans in my life is the exact opposite. Solitude, seclusion, quiet. Game's too big to be doing small talk. Mm-hmm. So I would like to know. And listen, I don't think there's a wrong way. I think you can do whatever you want to do. But there's part of me that looks at it and goes, next weekend would be the alone. A lifetime of emotion and frustration and waiting. That NFC title game, no, I'd be very careful who I'd watch that game with as a Lions fan. This week is a 10-point favorite at home on Big Ten Saturday night. Don't you get together with a few people?
No.
See, okay, so you're the solo viewing as well.
You do. You know why? Because this is anxiety viewing. This is, I don't care what Vegas says, you just want to win by one. And if things go sideways, you don't want gloom and like a Jeff Rieger type, like watching the game with
no
you.
No one could watch a game with Rieger. I don't think it's possible.
I had to.
When? And what did you do to deserve that?
We had to do the Lions. We were doing the pregame show out at B-Dubs, but before that, we actually did the show. You were gone. And the MSU game was on during the time, so Rieger was just like, oh, baby, look at that. Oh,
you know what you should have
done? Western Michigan just scored again. I'm like, Rieger, seriously.
You should have told him you had to go to the bathroom, except you left. And you went and sat in your car and watched it on your iPad.
You don't want that person. It's very stressful because you know your team is supposed to win, but it's the anxiety until they do win. Mm-hmm. You don't want to talk to them. Or if you do, you want to be around a select group of people who know to shut the hell up and just sit there quietly and not, you know, you don't want, like I said, guy who just always gloom and doom guy. You don't mm-hmm. want to be around Pacer guy who just walks back and forth in front of the TV set. You don't want any of that.
You don't want to watch the game with shoot the puck guy.
Right. Right. So that's where I can easily see. No. And for playoffs, every game counts.
A regular season on a Saturday night, guys. I want to know. And again, no one is wrong. I was surprised. Kenny is clingy. He needs to be around people. He doesn't like being alone. Kenny is a party guy. For Kenny to be watching it alone, that was something. A couple buddies I talked to, it was surprising. You know, they're social people, and they're big Lions people. And it was like, no, you know what? Opting out of it. Had an opportunity to go watch it. X, not doing it. Watching it alone. 248-539-9797. Now, Kenny, if anything, I know the one thing I said you won't argue is you wanted personal cheesy bread. Everything else, yes. If you think I took a cheap shot at you, you're welcome to. But you're going to be alone for this.
Yeah, more than likely we'll be alone. And the way I look at it is, like, look at all the Monday night football games the Lions had, or the primetime games in the regular season. For those games, yes, those are games where I'm going to watch with buddies at a bar, group of friends, whatever it is, party.
Means nothing.
We'll do all that because it's still a big game, and it's primetime, so it's obviously magnitudes higher. But it's not a playoff game. For these playoff games, I need to lock in. I need to hunker down. I don't want to be around your kids. I don't want to be around your, you know,
well,
drunk friends.
Well, let me say this. If you're throwing a viewing party for a Lions game, that has to be kid-free.
Yes.
The people with the kids can't host that party.
Well, Mike, but there's my kids are so well-behaved.
Should have wore a condom. You cannot have kids at a viewing party. Now, if it is going to be where every couple has kids, and all the kids are going to be there,
run.
Then that is, I would never attend it.
Run.
Four hills. But no, I'm being serious. Like, this game is too important.
Are those kids out here in the background? Yes, I'm staying.
I'm out. I do that to people sometimes. And again, they're friends. I wouldn't do this to a stranger, but I got a couple of buddies who have like 17 kids like David. And it's like, listen, do me a favor. When the kids go to sleep or you slip them a Benadryl, call me back. I can't do this. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like a circus. And I'm like, I can't have an adult conversation with you. Call me back later, will you please? You got kids swinging from the ceiling.
Or the proverbial, they're in the conversation with you and then they just stop. But you put that down and leave your brother alone.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mike.
Or hey, you know, so-and-so wants to say, oh, hi, Mr. Mike. Yeah, hello. Go away.
Let me tell you what we did.
Will you please?
Yeah, let me tell you what we did yesterday for recess.
Mr. Mike doesn't care.
You would love my kids then. My four-year-old doesn't want to talk to anybody, so he won't come to you at all.
Perfect. Go ahead, David. Party, or are you watching this thing alone?
See, if it's my team, I have to watch it alone. I can't be with other people. I want to yell. I want to say certain things. I want to actually critique the actual football game. I don't need a conversation. I don't need a side conversation about that something that's not about football. Let's talk about the, I don't know, leave me alone. I need to be alone, period.
Especially, and look, we all hope that the Lions win, but my goodness, if they're down in the third quarter, do you really want to be sitting there in a room full of people?
Correct.
No.
Correct.
You don't.
Okay.
And I just got another. Already high enough. All you need is that one. See, I told you, same old Lions. I don't need to hear
now,
this.
See, that guy? That guy should get punched in the face. I hate the same old Lions people. How can you say that about this team, this franchise? I hate those people.
Because they see an opportunity this Saturday.
And you know what? You know what their opportunity should be? For you to back your car over them.
And that's also what you don't want to be around them, is the uneducated Lions fans, the new Lions fans, the people who don't really know that much about football. They're just there for a party. Those are the people that really can ruin your viewing experience, you too.
Hey, I went to the game at Ford Field. I didn't see this yellow line on the field. Why do I see it on the TV all the time?
Oh, my.
Or just Johnny sports fan with a big, dumb opinion that you don't want to be listening to right now. You just want to be locked into the action.
So, Lions game. It's Saturday night, not Sunday. That is a game changer socially. I just wanted to know, what is the plan, the viewing plan for this? Because I just got a text from another buddy. Third friend. Now I'm alone. Because I am not doing it.
Yeah.
He's even sequestering himself from his wife and kids. He's going to watch it in the basement. His game's too big. He's too nervous.
Because, see, I think last year it was okay to have parties because there was no expectation. It was okay. We just want to win a playoff game. They won a playoff game. It was fun. Now, when the expectations kick in, it's anxiety.
Well, that's so weird. I mean, isn't this double-digit disco town? What are people weird about? What are people so scared about?
Bruh, like I said, all I know is last year.
58-2.
Last year, Mike.
76-3.
Yeah. You were on the few people who I took a phone call for. And you want to know why? Because you respected me enough not to call me.
That's right.
But I would take your call, and I think we talked at halftime.
Yep.
And I'm just like, Mike, I don't know what to do. Because I remember, I think the Niners were an 8.5 or 9-point favorite over the Packers, and we're losing the entire game.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah, and you know if I call you, it's not trolley. I don't have the energy or desire for that type of stuff. It's to talk ball.
Right.
Or be like, hey, you good.
But other than that, there's a lot of people. They call, no. Text, no.
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 That's cute. That's funny.
I want to hear from the people. Let's get into it. And I don't think there's anyone wrong for doing it. I was just surprised. Because to me, you're a 9.5-point favorite. Everyone's confidence has bordered on like irrational. Like you're playing the Washington Generals. And I figured, all right, it's party time. I thought Kenny be at a bar holding court. A couple of friends of mine have very nice setups, entertainment-oriented people. Like they would be hosting a party.
Nope.
Nothing.
I think the last party that you hosted was probably the Lions-Vikings game.
There's no scenario I would be at a party for the NFC title game as a Lions fan.
Or Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's tough.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I don't know, man.
If the Lions make the Super Bowl, that's going to be a tough call for some folks.
You can't do it.
It will be a tough call.
The NFC title game's too personal for too many people, and it's okay to be alone for that. Or just like immediate family, fathers and sons or brothers, like people who you've been through the stuff with, I get.
The Super Bowl is know the closest party, and if at halftime your team is winning, let's go.
Yeah, the problem is then if they lose the lead, you're the guy in the commercial who, with his famous charred duck, and he's at an Oregon tailgate.
High tide.
Yeah, high tide. You do not want to show up, and then everyone blames you that the team blew the lead.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We will get with the people next. 97.1. All right, let's get to the people. How are you watching the Lions game on Saturday night? I was surprised by Kenny's answer. I thought he'd already have an RSVP bar stool at his favorite watering hole. I'm not going to say the name because I don't want Kenny to be, you know, not able to get into his favorite bar. Kenny's watching this game alone. A couple of buddies of mine for sure thought they would be throwing Lions parties. Nope. They're alone. One of them is sequestering himself from wife and kids. Alone basement viewing time. And honestly, it feels like that's not a rare opinion.
Yeah. I think select company, if you do.
But it's weird considering what a walkover the game is going to be, according to many. Why would you be nervous?
Because you realize.
I'm demonized for simply saying the Commanders aren't going to lose by 100.
Because it sounds great until about 8 o'clock on Saturday, And then reality kicks in.
Oh, so you're a con artist. Got it.
Yeah.
248-539.
Or you're at the store buying a new shirt.
My point is, the playoffs should always make you nervous. Mm-hmm. That's been my whole thing for, this is the second year. Everyone had the irrational exuberance for the Rams. What did we talk about? Oh, I was Satan incarnate for taking the 3.5 points with the Rams. You survived. Even the Bucks. Oh, it'll be a total walkover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? It's a one-score game all fourth quarter. Like, playoffs are hard. And maybe the Lions do blow this team out. Is there a pathway to blowing them out? Yes. But I'm just saying, shouldn't this have been party time? Mm-hmm. The amount of times you will be favored by 10 in a playoff game might be a one-time offer. I thought Saturday night, this town would be party time central. I'm very surprised. Because I do think they're going to win. But maybe not. Kenny's a little nervous.
I think if you are a part of the party group, you're at the stadium. You're at Ford Field. That's the party. Anybody not at Ford Field, you're at home.
Let's go to Cody.
I don't think you want to be around a lot of people.
97.1. Cody, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing today, Mike?
Good, Cody. What's up?
So I kind of have the same opinion. You know, I'm 32, so, you know, most of my life we've been pretty battered and beaten around, right? So I've been watching all these big games at home. I have a 2-year-old son, wife and kid. I send him upstairs, say, hey, this is the time. You know, I'll help you all day, do whatever. But game time, this is personal. And I think that's what it is. It taps into, you know, just our whole lives being beaten down as the Lions fan. And so these big games are very emotional when I'm alone, you know.
Like, sure.
It's something special this year.
It is. And look, I think when you look at the Lions, there are very few franchises in the history of all sports. I mean, what Red Sox fans went through for the better part of 100 years, Cubs fans, you, Cleveland Browns. Yep. That's kind of my short list. And,
exactly.
You know, I'll tell you, it's getting there for Maple Leaf fans, but we don't care about them. So, no, but yeah, Cody, absolutely. Like, if I were, I will tell you, NFC title game, that is reserved for literally the number one person in your life. And maybe it's your dad, a brother, a best friend. Like, whoever's been in the wars with you as a Lions fan, you're right. I would never go to a party next weekend. No way.
Nope. And the best part about the NFC Championship is I have a buddy I've known for 8 years. We're very close now. And he is from Philadelphia. So, Phil, we have a bet all season, you know, which of our teams would make it further. So it could get very, very interesting between us as well. That would be a pretty fun game.
Cody, if that game happens, I promise you, you don't want to watch the game with him because somebody's going to be very happy and somebody's going to want to end a friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe on speakerphone.
But that's it. Yes, Cody, that's it. Cody, that's it, though. You're going to be stone cold alone. That's it.
Yep.
Okay.
I will be 100%, Mike. Yep.
All right.
Alone.
You're going to be okay. You're going to win the game.
Yeah, you don't want to watch the game with a Philly. If that happens to be the...
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be friends with an Eagles fan. They're animals. It's just not...
Are you like Stoney?
Stoney's not an Eagles fan. Stoney... Well, remember, he came out here and he became Mr. Detroit. He bought the season tickets. He loves state hoops and he loves Michigan football. I don't think Stoney's an Eagles fan no more. You'd have to ask him. I haven't, like, sat him down with a lie detector. I mean, I'm sure there's an affinity, but if you ask Mike Stone, are you rooting for the Lions or Eagles on Saturday night, I'm 90% sure he'd say Lions.
I'll ask him.
Yeah, I think his relationship with that team is different than my team. If this were Lions and Giants, no, I'd just stand up and we'd go to war. No, I'm rooting for my team, to hell with you. But as long as they're not playing the Giants, no. I want the Lions to win the Super Bowl more than people know. These people deserve this, man. And I can just tell you, you know, you've lived here your whole life. I've been on the air here for over two decades. Please, the amount of shows I've had to do that pre-exist you and then now with you.
Man,
Oh, my God.
The temperature couldn't get cold enough that people would stay home for the parade.
Correct.
It could be minus 15. And please don't go outside, but you all are going to go anyway for this parade. So,
correct.
Try to dress as warm as possible.
Our job is to get Kenny a float atop like a decorated booze bottle. And like Kenny can do the pageant wave on a giant liquor bottle. That's our goal.
Let's go over to Jason.
Kenny, there's no actual liquor in the bottle. Kenny, no. Don't open the bottle, Kenny.
Kenny's chewing on the
paper mache.
Let's go to Jason 97.1. Jay, what's going
on,
buddy?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, so this is – I'm going to be watching it alone simply because it's my team. I'm going to be nervous, and I'm probably not going to be fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
But the other issue is that – so I was at a party early or mid 90s watching the Wings play the Sharks. Sharks beat us. Host turns off the TV, says, "I'm going to bed." Everybody's looking around like, "Well, I guess party's over." So I don't want to be in that situation either.
No.
Wait. He just said, "Everybody get out the house."
Yeah. Wait,
the hell of a host.
Turns off the TV, says, "I'm going to bed."
You know what's funny with it is Jason, normally that situation takes care of itself. That if the game gets bad enough, people just slowly opt out, or they tell you their babysitter is back, or I'll see you later. The fact that he pulled the plug on everybody, that's that dude's an assassin.
I guess people didn't leave soon enough because, yeah, normally it's, yeah, it was a good run.
Yeah, everyone's upset. Like, yeah, well, you know what? Let's have a little fun now. Nope. Go home.
That's it. Get the hell up out of my house. Poor Jason. No, but Jay, listen, let me ask you a question, though. And I don't know how much you listen to the station, how much you listen to us or other shows. Like, your general feeling is people are very, very confident, but yet today we're talking to people who are very nervous. So, like, what is it? Do you think people are putting on a show when they call this station? Or,
you know, I don't know. You know, I'm confident. But you know, Mike, and I'm not going to use the whole SOL or anything like that, because that's loser. But there's still a part of me that's waiting for something just bad to happen, because it's just what happens.
Really? Even after?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's just it. Like, everybody... Not you, Jason, but the people out there who want to go that route. Man, see, this is what happened. You won 15 games and ha, ha, ha. And
yeah, but see, those people are bleepholes.
Yes, they are.
And second of all, like, it used to be same old Spartans. And then it stopped being that. And you lose thinking that way. And in fact, it flipped from thinking that way to, no, we're going to win. Why? I don't know, because that's what we do. Like, they're going to figure it out. With Lions fans, I don't even know why the, well, bad things happen to us thing. How? You just went 15-2. You just assassinated a ginger. You ruined a man's life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, good things happened to you. You threw 5 interceptions and still won a game.
Right, but that's just, I don't want this to happen. I'm saying for that, oh, but you lost to a rookie quarterback. He came into your house and he did this and he did that. So, yes. There are,
man alive.
There's a minority group of people out there who have been waiting.
So you're
saying that?
Are you giving? You're practicing your lines right now for Rieger? Is that what you're doing after?
Oh, my.
But that's
you know
such
what?
At a
that
miserable
point,
way to live.
Just take his phone away from him.
Why would you live that way?
Just take Rieger's phone away from him.
Okay, noted.
He will. Like, oh, baby, look at this.
See, you know what's weird with Rieger is I can't tell whether he loves or hates his teams.
No. He just likes to stir the pot.
Like with me, any vitriol I have for my own team is based on failure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to exist in this way. Like with the Lions, I'm nice when they're good, and I have been very mean in the past when they're bad. But there's never a waiver about, no, I want... People are strange. I think that's the headline. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Gave you a Ben Johnson update about an hour ago. It's just report from Raiders media. They're gaining momentum with Ben Johnson. It's not about what we want or we think. I think they're the only organization right now offering him a complete power grab. He could name his own GM, gut the whole front office, bring people from Detroit. You know, the Bears so far not willing to get rid of Ryan Poles. So if the GM thing is a thing, maybe that's what it is. I don't know, guys. Would I take the job? No. But that's why I always get annoyed talking about these assistants. It's like you put your personal beliefs on what they should do, or even worse, you talk about the world the way you want it to be, not the way it is, which is, mm-hmm. Oh, he likes it here. He likes the grocery store. Right. I'm not interested.
His kids love the school system.
And maybe they do. And maybe he stays. But my whole point is, this is the news offered. This is what we give you. And I try to make sense of what's being reported. Also, by the way, Jets. Remember I told you like some of the predictions out of New York were Aaron Glenn to the Jets? Apparently, some smoke there today in the New York papers about how the Jets do have the inside track on Aaron Glenn. You do what you want with it. I don't think people care where Aaron Glenn goes. They just care if he stays or goes.
See, I don't even think he's like the afterthought. I think more people are concerned, where is Ben Johnson? Is he going to stick around? Is he going to stay? Aaron Glenn is just, you know, he's the extra.
You know what kills me about that?
He's the reason why you're here.
Well, it's disrespectful. It but is. What kills me is there's absolutely nothing in the way of guarantee that Ben Johnson ends up a better head coach in Aaron Glenn. Everyone has been seduced by one thing. The offense. Okay, take six starters off the offense and make Ben Johnson go and do his job. You think it would look the same?
You know what you look like?
Because that's what Aaron Glenn does every week.
Yeah, you know what you look like? Green Bay Packers.
Right, but that's my whole point. And people, and again, maybe they're both great. Maybe they both suck. I don't know. There's no methodology. I was handed the guy who developed Josh Allen. All he is a bald-bearded clown. There's no guarantees.
You're right. I forgot. That was his claim to fame.
Ha, 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 ha.
Uh-huh. Hey, man, we're sitting in the same boat.
Uh-huh.
We're in the same boat.
I hate you. Let's go to Sam.
David just joined us, but, you know, we're in the same boat.
Sam 97. Well, what's up, Sammy?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind, buddy?
I sold my playoff tickets. I was hounding my buddy who I get together with a few friends at his house for away games. I hounded him till he sold his. I said, I need somewhere to watch this. We're getting a party together. He usually barbecues, he usually cooks ribs, smokes wings, mac and cheese. Hey, you know, I got to watch it with friends. I got to keep that juju right, you know?
Yeah, and look, Sammy, you're pretty confident about the game, right?
Any given Sunday, but yeah, I'm pretty confident. I wanted Washington. That was the team I wanted to play, so yeah.
But you're willing to be social, but this NFC title game next week, if you guys win, you ain't being social for that, are you?
Well, we have season tickets, so... I mean, if I
could
go for 25 apiece, then I would do that. But I'm going to go there, yeah.
Yeah. No, I got you. And, Sam, that's a whole different deal.
Mike, I do got to say one thing. I'm with you. I didn't call in, but it is Super Bowl or bust for me. Like, there's I'm not happy if we don't win it all, I'll tell you that much.
No, and, Sam, we've done the topic, and I'm not belaboring it. Everyone knows how I am and how I do things, and that doesn't make it right. It's just that's me. And I said it in August when we did that show at Circa, and I said, you're winning the Super Bowl. Now, I got who you were going to beat wrong. I thought you'd beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl. But bottom line, it's Super Bowl or bust,
Sammy.
Yeah,
once you got that 13th victory, everything else of just being happy of being there, that's gone.
And again, I know we got in fights when we did this with people, what was it, a week ago? And I'm like, no, it's a complete failure. There's nothing. It's the same thing in Baltimore. There's no success for Baltimore if it's not the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's it. Kansas City, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get to this level, this is the most brutal way to do it. And I dealt with it with my Celtics over the previous 6-7 years where, oh, but can't you be happy they made the Eastern Conference final? No. It's win or complete failure, burn it to the ground.
You're right. Kansas City, Baltimore, Detroit, and I think Philly, same way. Because you fell off the cliff, and now you're back to show everybody, see, it was just a one-year aberration.
Let's go to Doug, 97.1. Dougie, what's up, buddy?
Not much, guys. How are you today on this cold Wednesday?
Excellent. Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you got to watch this game alone. I have a date with my chair and my wife who just sits on the couch and says nothing to me. I have always, as a diehard Lions fan, have to watch this game alone. The Thanksgiving game, I was watching it with my in-laws, and I got so mad because this is the kind of game that I think I fear it might be, but I slammed my hand on the footstool because I was so mad, and it freaked out my wife's grandma, and I felt so bad, but that's how into it I get, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we're confident, but I'm not as confident as Jim and John, who were talking about what NFC quarterback we want to face in the championship, because I'm like, forget me or not, we still have to win this week, right? So I'm confident, but, you know, God, it's still a game, but you got to be alone. I don't want any idiot fans like my Uncle Dave who's been calling for Hendon Hooker like an idiot.
What?
And I'm like, I can't deal with those people. I can't deal with nonsense. I can't deal with stupidity.
Is Uncle Dave,
I need to be alone and focus.
Is Uncle Dave a real person or are you messing with me?
No, he is. He's been saying that we should run Hendon Hooker out there, okay. My Uncle Dave. He's an idiot.
I would just like to say, Uncle Dave, you are banned from this show. And I don't even know if you've ever called it. I never want to speak to you, Uncle Dave.
Well, the Midday Show had somebody talking Hendon Hooker.
I'm patient with him as I am with kids, but, dude, I can't take it. This is a game where we lock in. I'm with Kenny. I'm with you guys. Maybe a buddy if you get football, but you got to be alone, man. This is the playoffs. I've never wanted a championship more in my life, guys. We all want it, you know.
100%.
It's do or die.
Yeah, Doug, that's also the other thing, and it shows you how effed up society is. Like, sports is just a metaphor for other parts of life. But, like, if somehow you think a game's going to be competitive, now your loyalty's called into question. I mean, it's like, what? No, legitimately, everybody wants this team to win a Super Bowl. There might be one human being in Detroit who doesn't. And they have to be the most evil person on the planet, or they're not from here. But the reality is, no, we all want the same thing. We just have different approaches to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fascinated to see how bombed up Kenny gets for this game. Like, Kenny, do you?
I don't think he does.
Do you stay like stone cold sober for this?
I'll have probably something before the game just to calm the nerves a little bit because it is a big game. I do get nervous. I'm not worried about losing.
You'll take the edge.
Take the edge off a little bit. I'll be sipping something throughout, not getting too crazy. I need to be able to focus and concentrate on this game. Now, I think I'll be too nervous to be drinking.
Do you go beer or are you going booze?
Maybe I'll start with a shot of something and then sip on something throughout the game.
See, I'm thinking...
Quote, I'm taking it easy. Cutscene. Whee!
One shot and one sip of beer. That's hardly crazy,
I think halftime is going to tell what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
If it's double-digit disco...
Oh, if it's double-digit disco at halftime, we're getting into something.
He's slick back hair, Kenny.
We're getting into something. But if I don't anticipate that happening.
If it's a one-score game, I don't think Kenny drinks anything because I think he'll be too nervous.
Even keel, steady as she goes. Nothing crazy, unless it gets out of hand, which Kenny, I don't see it
but
happening.
But it can. Look,
it can.
I'll tell you what I'll do, just for fun. We got to do football today. I'll get more of these calls. 4:15. Do you want me to pathway the blowout? Where Kenny ends up going bottom of a bottle.
Exactly. At what point in the game, what quarter, minutes left?
Where Kenny ends up sounding like, say... or perhaps if things are really going well... Roberts! I will pathway this for you. How do we get Kenny to sound like his drops? How can it be a double-digit thing? I think there's one thing in this game. One. Uh-oh. We've lost Rico again. What?
I was just thinking about Kenny. That's all.
Okay, then.
Happy Kenny.
I know. You don't see it very often.
And still, what made him do that drop?
That day.
I know.
And tonight.
I know.
I think they covered, too.
They did.
And that's when they had Max Amos, the point guard, and they transferred to Texas. 248-539-9797. We will get to a football today. More of your phone calls. And then let's pathway. Party time. I'll give you what I think could be something very, a volatility of this game that could lead to a blowout. And you could tell me you agree or disagree. 97-1.